Dave, it's almost Easter.
You are correct. Goose, it's coming up soon.
That's what worries me.
Why are you worried?
I just think about all the people who will accidentally miss the Paws and Tails Easter episode. It is so good. CJ experiences Easter in a whole new way. It tells the whole real story of what Jesus did and why he did it. It's not about bunnies or chocolate, though.
Chocolates are nice, I agree.
Be sure you don't miss the Paws and Tails Easter special episode. You can pop over to the website to listen to it now, and every 17 minutes until Easter comes.
Well, the episode is nearly a half hour, so 17 minutes is not enough time to...
Work with me here, Dave. It's a metaphor for a bunch. They should listen to it a bunch.
Yes, of course. Oh, sorry for being so literal. Pop on over to pawsandtails.org to listen to the very special Paws and Tails Easter episode.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy and welcome to Wildwood, home of, among other things, the Footlight Theater, where the club's involved in final rehearsals for Miss Harbor's play, The Conquering Hero.
Papa Chuck, the door to the castle's broken again.
Did you slam it again?
Yeah.
It's a prop, Stace. It's not a real door.
Sorry.
Well, I can't get it till I finish painting these flats. Opening night's in, a week from tonight. No more slamming.
Did you hear that, everyone? The door is a flimsy prop door. Not real. Not built strong enough to slam. For the last time, let's take it easy on the props.
Goose, is that a pillow on your head?
No.
Goose.
Yes, Ned.
A beret. You're wearing a beret.
All the best stage managers wear berets.
Where exactly did you find a beret?
Just at the beret store. Well, let's all get into our places.
It looks kind of like a pillow.
I made it out of a pillow, all right.
I was right.
Apparently all the best mediocre stage managers wear pillows.
Look, he comes. All hail the conquering hero. Or is it C? He comes. Ned, is my line look or C?
I don't know. I thought it was hark.
Ned, you okay?
How? This is ridiculous. My cape is too long. Oh, that's just great. Now my cape's long and ripped. Could somebody help me here?
Okay, let's go, everyone. 10 minutes to rehearsal. Shake a leg. Stacy, have you seen our conquering hero?
No, Miss Harbor.
Well, let's make sure everyone's in their place in 10. Stacy, would you come back here and help me with... Oh, Mr. Wright. Heavens, what's the matter?
Stage fright. I'm fine.
Oh, you're anything but. Here, have a seat. Just relax.
Thank you. I'm feeling much better.
Oh, it looks like our little plan backfired.
I'm afraid so. Just the thought of being on stage in front of a crowd is enough to set me off. And it's only rehearsals. Thanks for giving me a chance, but I'll have to drop out of the play.
No, we're going to beat this together.
I don't see how.
Oh, I'm not sure I do either. But I have an idea. Meet me backstage after rehearsal.
So the cast gathered in their places, and with a buzz of excitement, rehearsal began.
Three bells and all's well. Captain, they're coming. They've surrounded the castle.
We're surrounded.
We're surrounded, Captain. We're doomed.
I know my lines. I just can't say them.
Let's keep it moving, everyone. CJ,
Let the mini secure the drawbridge.
What was that? What was that? Was that my cue?
Alert the men and secure the drawbridge.
That's what I said.
That's not in the script. CJ, stop improvising. Miss Harbor, he's making things up again.
I'm sorry I missed my cue, but I can't understand a thing he said.
CJ, what's the matter?
I'm fine. I just need a minute.
I can't work like this.
CJ, what's going on?
I can do it.
CJ?
It's my tooth. It hurts. I just need some ice or something. I'll be fine. I can do this.
You are in so much pain you can barely speak. I don't think ice is the answer. Perhaps, it's time for the understudy.
No! I can do it!
Ned, take over for the rehearsal, please. CJ isn't feeling well.
You must be kidding! I can't... I mean, well, he's just...
Ned, you are his understudy. You're supposed to be ready to take over at a moment's notice.
I don't know the lines.
Oh. All right, take five. I need time to think.
5 minute break. Don't leave the stage. We are back in five.
CJ, what's going on?
I've got a bad tooth. Chucking major pain.
Oh, no. This is bad.
Marcia, we need cool heads here. How long have you had this?
A couple weeks.
Weeks? Why didn't you say something?
Are you kidding? I knew that Miss Harbor found out she sent me to the dentist. I can make it till after the play.
I'd have a witty response, but I'm not sure what he just said.
So are you afraid you'll lose your part in the play, or are you afraid of the dentist?
It's not...
Oh, great, it's both. We have no conquering hero.
Okay, so it's both.
Ned, why didn't you learn your lines? You were so mad you didn't get CJ's part, and now you...
I really want to do this, and the dentist is gonna... I don't know what.
The dentist is going to go donuts? Is it just me?
The dentist is gonna... What?
I'm not afraid of the dentist.
Drilling, scraping, grinding, shots.
Well, I'm not entirely comfortable with him either.
I'm doomed. If I drop out of the play, I'll ruin it for everyone.
This means the end of the play. I may never get another chance.
Listen, there's a simple way out of this.
Who knew the understudy would be called? Oh, I should have learned the lines.
Your only option is to find a toothache remedy and fast.
That's a great idea.
Super! We can all work together on a cure.
My grandmother knows lots of home remedies.
Mine too.
I'll start learning my lines.
I'll get the snacks.
Snacks?
Why are you getting snacks?
What?
Hey, we gotta eat.
Thanks, you guys. You're the best.
What? What did he say?
Just learn your lines.
Hi, my name is Sarah from Frisco, Texas. Don't go away. There's more Paws and Tails coming right up.
Welcome, everyone. Ned the Beaver here. I have a very sweet mom here with me today that would love to tell you what she thinks about Paws and Tails. Go ahead, ma'am, that I have never met before.
I love that the kids in the club are so fun and take care of each other while they are learning about God.
Mom, read the whole script.
And I love that Ned Cleaver character. He is my favorite.
Better. Much better.
Stop slouching, Ned.
Wow, you have an incredible place here.
Thank you, Mr. Wright. A lifetime spent on the stage and screen, gloriously frozen in these photographs. My shrine to the golden age.
Madam Kildare, with all of your experience on stage, we thought that you might...
We thought you might know of a cure for my stage fright.
Stage fright? Yes, nasty thing that... And indeed, I do know a cure. Having myself engaged the very beast in a struggle of titanic proportions.
You had stage fright?
Early in my career, I had no choice but to slay the ghastly dragon before it slew me. Or is it slew before it slayed me?
How'd you do it?
Yes. What's your secret?
Breathing, good man.
breathing?
Controlled breathing, Mr. Wright. I've developed a system, a simple discipline you can master if you are willing to learn.
I am.
Good. Then shall we begin now? And in a few hours, you will be the envy of the Footlight Theater.
This is very exciting.
Please, stand. We begin by inhaling a deep breath, but in three short increments, like so. You try.
Three short increments.
Superb! Then we exhale the same.
Like that?
Bravo, Mr. Wright, bravo! Continue, si vous plaît. Inhale.
Hi, Stacy.
You look terrible.
Terrible would be an improvement. I feel worse.
Well, your problem is solved. I brought the perfect cure, a treasured home remedy of my grandmother's.
A jar of dead grass.
Herbs. These are herbs. 24 separate ones.
Hey, guys. I got licorice, gum, and jawbreakers.
CJ, your worries are over. I hold in my hand the Surefire Toothache Balm.
Really?
It's my great-grandmother's secret formula.
Sorry, Marcia. CJ's gonna try my cure first.
Grass? That's your cure? Grass?
They're herbs.
24 to be exact.
CJ needs something more aggressive. I've got powdered gwibbit.
What it? It looks like porridge. Everyone knows herbs have healing power.
That's a myth.
It's a fact.
Myth.
Stop! Ow! Oh, that hurt. Just mix them both together now.
Taffy?
Goose?
Stacy, empty your jar into Marcia's bowl and let's see how happy we can make Mr. Tooth.
I don't think that's a very good idea.
There. That's all of it.
Now what?
Stir it around with your finger.
Now scoop some out and pack it around your tooth.
Here it goes. Tastes kind of good.
So, how's the pain?
I think it's working.
No, don't talk. Let it set for a second.
You know, we could sell this stuff at Mr. Peebles' pharmacy.
Ah, yes, the ultimate toothache cure. Oh, Marcia and Stacy's Miracle Balm.
Why not Stacy and Marcia's?
Marcia's and Stacy's.
What, CJ?
There's something wrong here. I'm stuck!
Uh-oh. We may have a problem here.
I can't open my mouth!
Marcia, look at the bowl. Our tooth bomb is turned hard as a rock. I think we made cement.
Cement!
We've glued CJ's jaw together.
Look what your porridge stuff did!
My stuff? It wasn't my fault!
Not me!
Very good morning to you, Papa Chuck.
Well, good morning, Mr. Wright.
New bulbs for the old Footlight Marquee?
There's just a few things that need... You got a second?
Absolutely. My pleasure. Beautiful day, isn't it?
Yes, it is. If you'll hold these, I'll swap them out. You seem pretty chipper today.
I have fantastic news. I'm a new man.
Really?
My struggle with stage fright is over.
You're kidding.
No more anxiety. No more panic attacks or sweaty palms. I'm telling you, I'm a changed man.
How'd you do it?
Madam Kildare's controlled breathing technique. By applying it, I can lower my heart rate, blood pressure, and level of fear.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I've got some good news myself.
Huh. What's that?
The Conquering Hero is sold out. Can you believe it?
Sold out?
You'll be performing in front of a packed house.
Packed?
I think it's the first sellout in the history of Footlight Theater. Mr. Wright, are you okay? You're turning red.
must breathe.
Take it easy. Don't faint on me. I'm coming.
Good night.
I got you. Oh, boy. Miss Harbor!
CJ?
Oh, no. No more home to me. Getting that cement off got my other teeth hurting. Thanks to you, I'm in more pain now than when I started.
This isn't a home remedy book. It's the Encyclopedia of Dentistry. My dad says the first step to solving a problem is knowledge.
If we can identify exactly what's wrong with your tooth, we can fix it. Now, what are your symptoms?
Pain, and more pain. Especially when I bite down or have something cold or hot.
That's a good start. Increasing pain, bite discomfort, temperature sensitivity.
Goose, you do the exam. Whatever else you find, we'll look up in the book.
Okay, now open wide, CJ.
All right, but don't be poking around at anything.
Okay, CJ, crack her open.
Just make it quick.
Oh. Whoa. Wow.
What?
You could use a box of breath mints.
Goosh.
Okay. We got swelling of the gum. We got redness. We got tooth discoloration. We got a weasel who's about to gag.
Exam over.
Okay, I found it.
Well, what's the diagnosis?
Oh, did you read that?
Boy, look at the time. I better be running along.
Daisy, what did you find?
I'm not gonna tell him.
You know, sometimes knowledge can be highly overrated. I think, ignorance is the way to go here.
Daisy, what did you find?
Your gums are inflamed. Worse, your tooth is infected. Worse still, you'll have to see the dentist.
Okay, I can handle this. No need to panic, so what are we talking about? Small cavity, tiny filling?
It looks like Dr. Cook may have to... Oh, I'm so sorry, CJ. Dr. Cook may have to pull your tooth.
I'm Simon from Calgary. My favorite part of Tales character is Goose, because she's funny. Wait till you hear what happens next on today's episode.
Hey everyone, Stacy here from Paws and Tales. We've had kids from all over the country send in their announcer recordings, and they are heard every day on the program. But we haven't heard one from you. Just head on over to pawsandtails.org and pop into the clubhouse to get one of the announcer scripts. Record yourself on your parents' phone and send it in to us so we can get your voice heard around the world. That's pawsandtails.org. This is so exciting!
Hey, CJ, where are you headed?
Hi, Papa Chuck. Going down the footlight.
What's with your mouth?
Bad tooth. Have to tell Miss Harbor I'm dropping out of the play.
Dropping out? Does it hurt that bad?
Yes, sir. I thought the pain would go away, but it's gotten worse. I wanted to be in that play so bad. Now my mom's sending me over to Dr. Cook's.
You're looking a little nervous there.
Scared and scared a lot. Some conquering hero.
I don't particularly like going to the dentist myself. Even had a tooth pulled once.
You did?
Sure. I know what you're going through. Part of growing up is learning to face things you don't want to face. If you hadn't kept this a big secret, Dr. Cook probably would have taken care of it pretty quick. And it'd all be over with by now.
I know.
Well, even heroes get scared.
Name one.
Oh, Moses, Joshua, Elijah. All the great ones were scared silly at times. God told Joshua over and over not to be afraid.
So how'd you just stop being afraid?
I truly don't think you can, son.
Oh, great.
Well, not by yourself. You'll need to turn it over to God. Pray. Tell him what you're afraid of. Let him carry the load. He'll be right there with you, right through your fears.
They prayed right there on Main Street in front of Dr. Cook's dental office. When they finished, CJ was still scared, but as he walked inside, It made all the difference in the world knowing he wasn't alone.
Okay, CJ, hop into the chair. The doctor will be right with you.
I can come back tomorrow if he's busy.
Oh, that won't be necessary.
Okay, Lord, I'm afraid of the scraping and the drilling and the pulling.
Well, hello, CJ.
Mr. Wright, what are you doing here?
Fixing teeth. We dentists are good at that, you know.
But I didn't know you were a dentist.
Have been for 37 years. Retired a few years back. Only help out Dr. Cook now and then.
Where is Dr. Cook?
On vacation.
But...
open wide now. That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm afraid I've got some very bad news. I have to drop out of the play. Yeah, I just can't beat this stage fright thing. Tried every cure. Nothing works. Fear is a funny thing, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well. Guess I'll just have to live with it. Okay. All done. Now, that wasn't so bad, was it?
You're done? You're not gonna pull my tooth?
No. Looks like a piece of popcorn shell was wedged between your teeth.
What?
Your tooth is fine.
You mean I was afraid all this time for nothing? I can't believe it.
Believe it? I wish the solution to my problem was so simple.
Maybe it is.
What do you mean?
Well, you said it's your problem, and maybe that's the problem.
I don't follow.
Maybe you should try giving your fears away to God, like I did.
You gave your fears to God? How do you do that?
I'm kind of new at this, but I prayed, told him what I was afraid, and he helped me.
Well, I'll have to give it some thought, CJ.
Well, opening night came faster than anyone could have guessed. And, well, despite all their rehearsing and preparing, everyone was more than a little...
I'm nervous.
I'm scared. I'm not gonna make it. Do you hear all those people out there?
Stacy, do not slam the door. It's just a prop.
Don't worry. You're making me nervous.
I can't remember any of my lines.
Ned, don't hit your head on...
Oh, think. Think. Ow! Oh, my head. What's with the door? It's supposed to be a flimsy prop door.
Papa Chuck kind of beefed it up so it wouldn't break again.
Oh, that's just great. Did anybody tell Ned? No.
Hey, guys. Mr. Wright. Everyone. I'm really scared, too. Maybe we should have a quick prayer.
Good idea.
I think we should.
Go, CJ.
Dear Lord, we really need you now. The theater is full of people.
Oh.
And we need your strength.
And peace.
And peace. Help us all to remember our lines, and thanks for being with us all the time. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Thank you, CJ. Places, places, everyone. We're on.
Great, let's go.
Okay. Oh, boy, oh.
Good job. Lovely.
Way to go, everyone. They loved it.
How was I?
You make a fine hero, CJ.
I second that.
Thanks.
Did you hear that applause? We're a hit.
Mr. Wright.
You did it.
With my knees knocking and a lot of prayer. You see, I've got a couple of requests. First, I've got some questions about God. Papa Chuck, I was wondering if... we've got some time to talk them over.
Yes, I do.
My second request is for you, Miss Harbor, regarding your next play.
Yes?
How about a bigger part?
I think we might be able to work something out.
Good for you.
Well done, well done, all of you. Bravo. Oh,
that means a lot coming from you, Madam Kildare.
Did you really like it?
Well, young lady, it was very... Mayor Boggs! I've been looking for you.
Curtain call, everyone. Okay, hurry now. Come on, places, places!
Human!
hit the stage and it's time to go on. You know, it really gives me quite a scare. I kinda go into shock. My knees start to knock. I turn whiter than a polar bear.
Well, let me share with you what it is that I would do. I pray, Lord, won't you calm my fear? And I know that I am hurt, 'cause I believe his holy word, and it tells me God is always near.
Really?
It says be strong and have good courage. Trust the one who loves you so. Don't you be afraid or be dismayed, for the Lord God is with you wherever you go.
Wow, CJ, that's quite a thought. Ask you, has there ever been a time when you were afraid?
Yeah, let me tell you. Had this pain in my incisor, and if I'd been a little wiser, I would have seen the dentist right away. But I was worried, I was scared, tried to dodge the dentist chair, till Papa Chuck said, never worry, pray.
Oh, I see.
So praying's what I did. I said, God, I'm just a kid. Won't you go with me so I won't be alone? Then the dentist saw a speck, had it out in just a sec, and my prayer was answered, if the tooth be known.
And so be strong and have good courage. Trust the one who loves you so. Don't you be afraid or be dismayed, for the Lord God is with you wherever you go. When your tummy's doing somersaults
and you've got ants in your pants, God can take away your fears
and make your spirit dance.
Take it away.
Oh, look at this. I'm tapping.
Whoa, you're pretty good.
This isn't so scary.
So be strong and have good courage. Trust the one who loves you so.
Order a copy of today's program, If the Tooth Be Known, just log on to pawsandtails.org. If the Tooth Be Known was written by Gary Armstrong and directed by David Carl. Our script supervisor was Phil Lawler. The song, Be Strong and Have Good Courage, was written by Sandy Howell and Nick Brown. Music was by John Campbell, and our sound designer was Jerry Swafford. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production.